Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Have you been enjoying the story of Lazarus that we've been talking about this week? I know I have. Not only have we been learning about the story of Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha, but we've also been learning more about what the Bible says when we die. Do we have to be afraid of death? Not if we love Jesus. Do we have to be scared that something's going to happen? No. We don't have to be afraid of death. Death is like a sleep. It's just like going to bed at night, and when you wake up, the next thing you would know is Jesus coming in the clouds. I'm so glad that even though Satan has brought death and destruction to this world, that Jesus still gives us hope in death. Aren't you? Well, Jesus had been comforting Mary and Martha. But he was also feeling sad about those who will be lost because they don't accept him. Because those who do not love Jesus and do not follow Jesus, they are not going to be with him in his kingdom. It's not because he does not want them there. No, he wants every person there. It's because they have made the choice to say no to Jesus. They will be lost because they don't accept him as their savior. As everyone walked toward the tomb where Lazarus had been buried, no one knew the real reason why Jesus was so sad. Why did they think he was sad? Let's read it in John chapter 11, verse 34, 35, and 36. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Let's look up John chapter 11. Once you find chapter 11, then we're going to look at the verses. Those are the small numbers underneath chapter 11. We are looking at verse 34. If you have a hard time finding it, or you're getting frustrated because maybe I'm going too fast, just pause this recording, look up John chapter 11, verse 34, and then when you find it, press play, and we'll see what it says.
And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
Verse 35 is the shortest verse in the Bible. Did you know that? Jesus wept. Why did Jesus cry? Was it because Lazarus was dead? No, Jesus knew he was about to raise him to life, so it wasn't because Lazarus was dead. It was because he was looking around him and all these people who did not believe in him and who were trying to trap him, that if they did not change their minds and their hearts and their attitudes, if they didn't ask for help from God, they would be lost. and it hurts Jesus when we're lost. But why did the people around him think that he was crying? What did verse 36 say? They thought he was crying because Lazarus was dead. They were like, see how he loves him? Some of the people thought about the many miracles that Jesus had done. I'm sure they were wondering, why wasn't Jesus here? If only he was here, he could have helped Lazarus. And they wondered why he hadn't. Look at verse 37. You can see that's what the Bible says. Verse 37.
And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?
Soon they were at the tomb, which was a cave with a stone covering its opening. Look at verse 38. What does 38 say?
Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it.
So they came to this cave, and Jesus was about to do an amazing miracle. Jesus could have told an angel to move the stone, and you know what would happen? It would have been rolled right away. Is that what he did? No, that's not what he did. Look at verse 39. What does it say?
Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
Jesus commanded the people to take away the stone. But who was concerned about the smell? Martha was, wasn't she? She knew that Lazarus had been dead for several days, and she was afraid that, oh, Lord, oh, no, please don't. It's going to smell. Was she thinking about the power that Jesus had and what he could do? Or was she only looking at the here and now? She was only looking at the here and now. But what did Jesus do? Did he listen to Martha? Or did he have a bigger plan and a more exciting plan than she did? Verse 40 tells us. This is what it says.
Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
I'm sure once he said those words, all of a sudden, there was a little glimmer of hope. And Martha might have caught her breath, wanted to like rub her eyes and rub her ears and be like, wait, what did you say? Maybe her brother would live again. Maybe Jesus was going, you don't suppose? Do you think Jesus is going to do what? No, Jesus can't do that, can he? After strong men removed the stone, everyone watched as Jesus raised his head, looked up at the sky, and they listened as he talked to his heavenly Father. They saw a glow of light on his face, and everyone could tell that indeed God was his Father. You can read his prayer in verse 41 and 42. If you want to go ahead and read that, you are more than welcome to. Some of these very people had wanted to stone Jesus for calling God his Father. They had even said that Satan was the one who was helping him do miracles. But now, could they see that that was true? No, that was not true at all. They could see that he was not praying to Satan, but to God the Father. This part of the story shows me that Jesus wants us to do our part too. Could Jesus have had an angel roll away the stone? Or could he have just said, move stone, and it would move? Yes, Jesus is that powerful that all of nature has to obey him. But Jesus wanted to partner with humans. Jesus wanted the people to do their part of rolling away the stone, of preparing the way for his greatest miracle. I think about us, and sometimes we're tempted to do what is wrong, aren't we? And we want Jesus to just make it right and help us to obey. I think of my son, Aiden, and he loves sweets. In fact, oftentimes he loves to sneak sweets. But he's been praying that Jesus would help him to not get into things that he shouldn't. And you know what? When he's tempted, do you know what he does? He thinks about it, and instead of going and looking at whatever he's tempted to take or to get into, he tries to do something else to keep his mind in another place. In this part of the story, what shows that Jesus wants us to do our part to help answer our prayers? Can you think about it? In this story, Jesus was about to do a great miracle, but he had some help. What did they do to help him? They rolled away the stone, right? To prepare for this great miracle. Well, if you had prayed that Jesus would help you to be obedient, but Satan tempted you to take a cookie when your mom said not to, would your angel suddenly slap your hand if you chose to disobey? No, they wouldn't. But your conscience, that's that little voice inside your mind that tells you what's good and bad, your conscience would say, don't take it, don't take it. Would Jesus help you if you chose to obey? Yes, but it's up to us to make that choice. I know I want Jesus' help, don't you? Well, let's pray and ask him to help us to choose to do what is right. Dear Lord, please come into our hearts. Work in us and through us. Help us to do what is right. Give us the power to say no. Speak to our hearts and to our minds and help us to do what is the right thing, no matter what. Thank you for being willing to work with us and for helping us and giving us the power to do the right thing. Amen. Let's finish today with our memory verse song.
All who are in the grave will hear his voice, will hear his voice. All who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. All who are in the grave will hear his voice, will hear his voice. All who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.